Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shepherd's here. Like he is every Monday at this time, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. Let's talk about the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves are back for a second straight year. They start on the road. They play the best team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who won yesterday Game 7. It looked rather interesting the first half when Aaron Gordon somehow was playing with a grade 2 strain. I don't know what they were doing, why they weren't going after him. And eventually they played like themselves, and Denver, not as talented of a team, and then not a deep team, and with Gordon, not himself, Oklahoma City wins. So it opens up tomorrow night in Oklahoma, the first of two there before Saturday and Monday back here. What is very curious for me, Chip, is how often will the Wolves play at their A game, right? Yeah. They've won these two series in dominating fashion. If you win back-to-back series in five games, you are the clear-cut, by far, best team. But what would we say in those two series? Have they played, I don't know, in the two series, what would you say, 10 quarters of their A game? They played a Laker team, which turned out to be overrated. They played a Warriors team that, once they lost Steph, were not the same. They did what they were supposed to do, so I'm giving them credit. I believe they can win this series. I don't think it's as insurmountable as I thought at the start of the series from some things I saw in the Denver series, but they can't get by playing their B-minus C game and winning these games like they did at times in the previous two series.
Yeah, I think about game three in San Francisco, where they had just kind of the awful first half. Ant makes the long three right at the buzzer, go to halftime. Chris Finch told him, you know, whatever. And then they come out, and then it was vintage Ant where he scores, you have 20 in it, 17, whatever it was. And it's like, okay, that's their A game. That's when they took, you know, control of that series.
That's when he had 28 in the second half.
Yeah, yeah. They outscored them like 39-17 in the third quarter or whatever it was.
Yep.
That was their A game. And when you said, okay, when they're that version. And it's hard to stay at there the
whole
time.
Like, for sure.
But when they get to that gear, they can win it all. I mean, they're as good as anyone, right? And so I was talking to Chris Hine about this, our beat writer, and it's interesting that this team has a uncanny ability to play to whatever level is that is there. Like, if they'll play down, which is frustrating, they'll play a team that they should absolutely, but they also can find a gear and play up to whatever they need to. So that we were talking about in the context where people say, well, Steph was here, it would have been a different series. I don't agree with that.
No, I still think they win it.
I do too. I just think they can find a gear to get to where they need, and they're going to have to find that gear in this series, because clearly this is the best team that they faced and the most complete team. And Chad, I was just looking at it while I was waiting for you to call. During the regular season, Oklahoma City, they had the number one ranked defense in NBA. They led in opponents' field goal percentage, opponents' three-point percentage, and opponents' turnovers. So they were number one in those marks across the board. So this is going to come down to the Wolves have to be very efficient, and they cannot have those stretches where they score 12 points in a quarter, right? They just can't have those kind of those lulls. And so they're going to have to, as much as they can, be in that B to A range that we talked about. They've got to be able to sustain that.
Where we have discussed a lot in lauding the Wolves this year is their ability to play multiple ways.
Yes.
When they go bigger and they keep Rudy in there with either Julius or Nas, and clearly the way Julius has played when he's been just a superstar. He's been one of the five best players in the playoffs so far. I'll argue with anybody about that.
Correct.
He's been better than Ant. He's been more consistent.
More consistent
than,
and on both ends.
Than Ant. Absolutely. When they can go big, and then all of a sudden, they can go really small. Well, the ultimate team, which does that, that's who they're playing. You know, they start with Chet and Hartenstein, but they'll play at times 11, 12 guys. And yes, the focus is Shea, who's going to win the MVP, even though he shouldn't. This is a Jordan James-like situation where the voters get bored with picking the best player in the game, who is Nikola Jokic by far. But Shea's had a brilliant year. And so all of a sudden, you have, you know, Jalen Williams, who's clearly the number two guy. I think Chet is clearly the number three guy. But they have so many other guys who play well, and they can play different ways. I think Jalen Williams, the starter Jalen Williams, is going to be enormous in this series. Because traditionally a team which wins 68 games, and really if they kept the foot on the accelerator the entire time, maybe they get to 70 or 71. Normally that number two guy is a proven great player.
Yeah.
He's really good, but he can vanish at times. Now, maybe he just emerged again. I think for Oklahoma City to win, even with all the depth they have and the defensive players they can play against Ant, because let's get to that next with Dort and Caruso and Wiggins and others. But I don't see Oklahoma City winning this series unless Jalen Williams plays like a borderline or flat out an all NBA player.
Well, for sure, because there's no signs that Randall is not going to get to that level, right? And if you have two guys playing at that level, and Ant has to be there, right? It can't be the dip.
Correct.
If him and Randall play at that level, it'd be hard just to match that with SGA, right? They're going to need. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City is going to need to. And you mentioned the depth of both these two teams, and where it's Holmgren and Dort and Caruso and those guys. The Wolves have to be able to match that with their bench, right? Mm-hmm. They need production from Na.
Yep.
He showed it in spurts. And Dante. And I felt like Dante started to come out of it in game five, where he started to find his rhythm and his shooting stroke again. So that was positive for him. But to me, really, it does come down to the Wolves' top two versus their top two, and who can kind of win that matchup between their superstars.
And then you look at how each team matches up, because they'll start Dort, who's big and is going to be physical with Ant, and Ant's going to want to try to use his speed on him. They've got Wiggins. They got Cason Wallace. And then they got Caruso. Caruso is crazy versatile, where yesterday – at, what is he, maybe 6'5", 190. He's harassing the Joker and he's annoying. He's going to drive you nuts, right? So they're going to do that. But then the Wolves and Shea, because the interesting thing about Shea is he ends up getting so many fouls in the mid-range area. He doesn't get him as much as the typical guy who's getting him going to the rim. And he's going to start by, I don't know, the third quarter. The more casual Wolves fan who has not been watching Shea, you're going to be yelling at the TV because he is very skilled and gets the benefit of the whistle, right, on calls. So you're going to see Chris Finch begging for those calls. You're going to say Ant saying, if he gets these, I better get him at the other end. Another part of what's curious about this, they're 2-2 in the four games they met. The Wolves had the crazy 25-point comeback. Mm-hmm. And then in the last three games they played, the two teams, no Rudy, no Julius, no Dante.
Yeah.
Last three games did not play. Those are three-year core eight. That doesn't mean, you know, that's when Shannon was going and they had some other things going. But those are three enormous weapons who didn't play three games against this great team.
Well, that's we have that tendency, like, when you get to the playoffs, like, oh, okay, how did the regular season matchups go? They were 3-1 or 2-2, whatever.
Right.
I think with this Wolves team, it's irrelevant. Like, you have to look at how they play since March 1st, because this is a completely different team. The way they played, the way they've come together, this is not the same team that, whether through injuries or just figuring out who they are. I mean, I've heard that probably 100 times in the last month that they found their identity and how they, you know, work together. And it's true. So this is whatever happened in the regular season. I don't pay a lot of attention to it, but in terms of guarding Gilgeous Alexander, they have to figure out how to be physical without fouling and how to make him uncomfortable without making it a parade to the free throw line, because, you know, he's going to get the whistle. And so I think the one thing it does work in their advantage though, Chad, is they've got a number of really good wing defenders, tenacious wing defenders. So it's not just one guy where, he gets a foul trouble. Well, now what are you going to do? You know, they can rotate guys on him and feel comfortable that player is going to hold up. And so I think that's, you know, a key to just making him uncomfortable and making him take inefficient shots without fouling him, where he's getting all his, you know, his points at the free throw line. And I was looking at that too, Jed. I didn't see all their games so far, but in the playoffs, they really haven't shot the ball that well from three.
You know,
they get 31%. They were one of the better shooting three-point shooting teams. I don't know what's going on there. Some guys are just you know, a little bit cold right now or what. But they've been one in terms of the playoff teams. They've been one of the worst at three-point shooting so far.
Very good point. If they stay that way, it's a huge advantage of the Wolves, where they're also very good as they force a lot of turnovers.
And
the Wolves, as you know, during this season have had those moments with the open floor turnovers. That's an issue. I assume they're going to start Jaden on Shea. Jaden has been really, really good at avoiding foul trouble. Obviously, the relationship between the two. You're going to see Ant in doses, maybe Conley a little bit, maybe Dante.
I think, for sure.
Yeah, they've got numbers, but the guy's really, really good. So it should be a lot of fun. Are you going to Oak City, or are you staying here?
I'm not. It goes back to game five, potentially likely, but I'll be here for, you know, 3 and 4 here.
Got it.
I'll be writing it off TV though.
Perfect. All right, let's pause, put Chip on hold, and talk about a ball club that until yesterday at about 4 o'clock it won 13 straight games, and we can play a game right now. Twins player or not Twins player? And I think we could fool a lot of people considering the injuries and the way this ball club has played great until what happened yesterday. They are playing tonight at home against the Guardians. More with our friend Chip Scoggins in moments on the home of the Twins, CCO.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chip Scoggins, is Ryan Fitzgerald my neighbor, or is he an infielder that the Twins called up the other day because of Correa injury? My neighbor, or he's actually on the Twins roster right now?
I'm going to say he's on the roster and probably close friends with Carson McCusker.
Yes, exactly. Jonah Bride is my roommate from ASU, where he's actually an infielder on the Twins right now.
I know that one. That would make a good roommate.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. The guys in the lineup, I was gonna text Patrick the other day saying, tell me another time when the Twins had this anonymous 7-8-9. But then I started looking at the numbers. I mean, Clemens has come up with big hit after big hit. And we can talk about the lineup and all the guys they're without. But as everybody's writing about or talking about, the stories is the pitch. I mean, the pitching has just been flat out scintillating. And yesterday, you know, Zebby, who normally doesn't walk anybody, and it came back to bite him, and it was a 43-pitch third. Was it the third or fourth? I think it was the third.
Yep, yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you see that guy, Chip, he's got legit stuff. He is going to be a factor. But the main guys, as you know, they've just been great.
Yep. That is, what Tom Kelly always says, right? Pitching. I mean, you look at it now, it's like whatever's happening with your lineup, when you're ranked third in Major League Baseball and staff ERA and you know, the relievers, the bullpen's like less than sub-3. I think they're 2.9 or something like that ERA. You're going to have a chance to win, right? Even if you're patching together a lineup with injuries and all that's going on. I mean, their pitching's just been phenomenal. And so, you know, that's a credit to them, and it's kind of what have we talked about for years on this, when we talk every Monday about Derek Falvey and the staff, right? Like, this is what they were hired to do.
Mm-hmm.
make it a deep pitching staff, a credible pitching staff, and you're seeing it right now. So, it's – you don't really see an abrupt U-turn like this, like they've taken in the last 2 weeks where –
crazy.
Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong the first month, and then all of a sudden you get 13 in a row, and the pitching's been phenomenal. And so, even, you know, it was typical. Was it not typical Twins luck when you see Buxton and Correa collide? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, really?
On a play
that happens,
that these two guys have got 500 million games combined, and you're like, come on, isn't this where Buxton calls him off, you know?
I think Correa did bail out the last second, but not soon enough. But, hey, how great has Buxton been, though?
Woo!
I mean, goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, and Correa, actually, the last couple of weeks was closer to his normal self. But the guy driving the engine, clearly, was Buxton. You know, the only guy in the bullpen you've worried about is Jax. And he was their best guy. And he still gives you a moment or two where you wonder, but even he's been better late. When you're going out there and, you know, Duran gave him a little bit of pause last year. Not this year.
No.
He's been great. So when you're out there and you got Jax, you got Stewart, you got Varlin.
Varlin, yeah.
The lefty who's now on the IL, Colabay.
Oh, yeah.
He's been really good. And he's talking like it's not that's serious.
Yeah.
So that isn't collectively all going to fade away. Can they actually produce with a normal lineup on a regular basis? When is that normal lineup? Are Correa and Buxton back after the second day concussion list?
Mm-hmm.
Does Luke Kuechel come back in 2 months, and is he a factor? But when you keep trotting out there, look at Paddock. Paddock looked like me in Little League, throwing meatballs up there. And then in his last 7 starts, he's like a 2.05 ERA or something.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. I mean, you know, I think you have to probably credit whatever they're doing behind the scenes with their analytics, but also I think that kind of feeds off each other, right? That competitive, like, hey, this guy had a great start, the guy before me did, so I want to keep it going. But they're going to need it because – look at this division.
Yeah,
you know,
really good.
This division used to be now. It's like, I don't think those teams are going to fade. So, right now, I mean, I know it's early. We're so far in the season. You don't really look at wild card, but, you know, the three wild card teams are all from the division.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
So you're going to have to play good ball just to to maintain where you are within your own division
and keep playing great at home, which they've done. And
yeah,
who knows how much baseball they're actually going to get in the next 3 days too, because the rain. The rain is like an hour. My lawn looks like a disaster area. I mean, nothing is. Sprinklers are not turned on yet. It looks like I'm back in Scottsdale in my front yard. Well, do you want to come over and do some work on it? Help me out before the rain comes in?
Well, if you return the favor, because mine's not much better.
Yeah.
So I'm working feverishly to get it up to standard, but it's not quite there yet.
What kind of lawn guy is Chip Scoggins? What's your are you a good push mower guy? Are you a rider?
I'm a pusher. I know who your dad was, so I know, you know.
Oh yeah, hold on.
You get the kids down the street to come and
I actually
no, I'm a push mower.
This will shock you. I actually was on a ground screw for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Now, did I do many of the tough technical stuff? Hell no. the fact that I can even do the lawnmower well, consider my father, is almost award-winning stunning.
He didn't pass that down. Yeah, you know, actually, one of my sons is on it. He's taking care of the ball fields here in my suburb this summer.
Oh, so, very nice.
Today, so he'll be getting his hands dirty too. So it's part of growing up.
I wonder if my father actually ever pushed a lawnmower. It's got to be no, right? What if I found a picture of him with his shirt off?
Less than 0% chance.
Yeah, there's no chance. There's no way. No,
there's no chance.
All right, my friend. I'll see you at one of these games, or we'll talk next week.
All right, bro. See you.
Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Tim Walz going after Donald John Trump and the crew during a graduation ceremony. What do you think? We'll play some of the audio. Appropriate, inappropriate, or typical of the times? What do you want to say? We'll take phone calls on this later at 651-461-9226.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions Restrictions may apply. Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.